saint of tin miners arrived in Cornwall is brought to life during a pilgrimage across the dunes of Perranporth. A troupe of actors from the St. Piran's Trust act out the legend in full costume, using the beach as their stage. Steve plays a guardsman.
Oh, but he's such a lovely fellow, that Kieran. It's been going on for the last... Well, I've been in St. Perranporth for 12 years. It's been happening since I've been here, and it's just a short story of how St. Piran arrived and what he did in Perranporth.
So why do you come back year after year and brave the elements? You can hear the wind blowing behind us to take part in this play.
Just love doing what we do and like getting hailed upon and rained upon and...
But hail, rain, shine, it's worth it.
We're Piraners.
And it's the same story with all the rosy-cheeked, dyed-in-the-wool Piraners or Piranites. They just love being involved. Priscilla Oates is a trustee of the St. Piran's Trust.
There's a lot of patriotism still in Cornwall, and we still believe that Cornwall is a bit special, a bit different to other counties of England. St. Piran, patron saint of tinners, although these days many more people tend to think he's a patron saint of Cornwall, we come along and show solidarity and loyalty. It's a good afternoon out, whatever the weather, and you'll get hundreds. We have touched the 1,000 mark going across here, and families gather as well. Picnic time, pasty time, and then there's the iconic horse that gallops across the dunes, carrying aloft the flag of St. Piran.
It's quite a unique event in that the audience follow the actors across the dunes as they travel in between different areas of the beach, something which would be achieved with a scene change in a theatre, for instance. And it's not just grown-ups who get dressed up. Children from local schools are also encouraged to take part.
My name's Katie and I go to Greenhand School and I'm a cat.
Now just describe what you're wearing for me.
I'm wearing a sheep costume.
Okay, what's your name?
Eva. Well, I find it fun being with friends and acting.
Hi there, do you want to introduce yourself?
I'm Eleanor, I'm dressed as a wolf.
Now, I can guess what you are. You're a badger, aren't you?
Yeah.
What do you like about coming and taking part in this play?
Well, this is actually my first time.
Are you nervous?
Sort of.
You're looking forward to it?
Yeah.
What's your name?
Tom.
Now, what are you, Tom?
I'm a wild boar.
Okay, now, I want a little demonstration of your wild boar impersonation. Go on then for me.
Do I have to?
If you wouldn't mind. Hundreds of people braved the unsettled weather to celebrate Cornwall's heritage. But how many really know who St. Piran was and what he did?
Oh yeah, I'm Amelia. I like to think that he kind of surfed here on a millstone. He came and brought us tin.
Hi there, my name's Malcolm. Well, he had a special day. I think we're here to celebrate that fact, which is rather nice to keep traditions going.
My name's Helen. He arrived on a millstone from Ireland, having been thrown off the cliff for preaching and being a Christian, and he floated to Cornwall on a millstone and got washed off at Perranporth, where he lived on the beach with the animals and died when he fell down a well drunk.
I'm Oscar and I'm 13. Well, I know the St. Piran's flag is the black rock of the rock, and then the white is the tin coming out of the rock, and he's the patron saint of tin miners.
Okay, so not everyone can recount the life and times of St. Piran in detail, but everyone here recognises the importance of keeping history alive.
I think it's important that people know who they are and they know their place and they love where they're from.
It's good, particularly for places that have a sense of strong community, and I think that is the case in Cornwall.
Well, if nobody remembers it, it's just going to fade away and nobody is going to know about it in the future.
Eileen, also from the St. Piran Trust, who oversaw Sunday's performance, says Cornwall does it best when it comes to national pride.
The Cornish are very proud and very passionate, and I think that will last forever.
Are you impressed with how many people come to support the play, but also how many people take part every year?
Oh, very much so, because look at the conditions today. Cold, blowing a gale. This is the day for St. Piran. All the marches in the towns are fine, but these are his monuments. This is where people want to be, and they are the modern-day pilgrims.
BBC Radio Cornwall's Zach St.